Welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith, podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Oh, on today's show, I don't really know what we're going to do.
We haven't talked about it.
We'll figure it out.
We're just here.
We'll figure it out. Bye. Yeah.
So did they execute the Washington sniper last night?
I don't know.
He was set to be executed at 9 p.m. I don't know if that happened.
Anyway, hey, this is Joe McLaughlin from the Life in Ohio podcast.
Hey.
Who?
You guys were talking about burgers.
And Lady Sarah?
Ketchup, good, bad, Brad show. excuse me. We just got a new burger joint called Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Yeah.
And the best way I can describe this place is Subway for hamburgers and hot dogs.
What?
They have these incredible burgers.
It doesn't make any sense.
You go and you pick, you want a hamburger or hot dog, and then you pick what you get, what you're going to get on it. It's not hard.
It's Fuddruckers.
Well, yeah, basically.
Okay.
Probably should order the small one because it's kind of big.
Still sounds like Fuddruckers.
They must have been from Texas or something. Anyway, but you can put anything you want on it. Yeah.
Fuddruckers is a good hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
You can put pico de gallo. They have pico de gallo out there.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a whole list of different ingredients that you can put on there, including jalapenos and all that. And the burgers themselves are excellent, but the fries, oh my God. The fries, they're fresh.
I think he likes them.
They even tell you where the potato came from, like whether it came from Idaho or wherever.
Yes, because that's important to know, because, you know, southwestern Wisconsin potatoes are much better than.
Well, it's on the wall, but anyway, you had better order small fries, because if you order a large fry, you're liable to get like a big grocery bag full of french fries.
No. Sounds like a Whataburger.
Yeah.
No lie. And they're excellent fries. They even have the malt vinegar to put on them. Yum, yum, yum.
Mm.
Do not go to Whataburger and order an extra large drink unless you've had your suspension checked in your car recently.
Or a medium drink. You have to get the small to get a regular, a medium anywhere else.
A small at Whataburger is a medium to large anywhere else.
Yep. It's insane. The medium is 32 ounce. 32 ounce. That's not medium. That's large.
The large is 44.
I remember when you went to 7-Eleven and you could get the 32, you get the, what was it, the big gulp?
Mm-hmm.
32 ounces, and that was a big deal. I remember when 32 ounces was a big freaking deal.
No. Then they had to come out with the super big gulp.
32 ounces of soda. Holy cow. I wonder we're all fat.
Awesome. So if you ever get one of those in Texas,
you're old.
Five Guys Burgers and
Me?
Fries.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're old because you talk about what you used to be able to do.
They don't even have 7-Elevens in Texas anymore.
Very few.
I don't see any anymore. Is that still a 7-Eleven over there on?
Very few.
Over on Spring Valley and whatever road I used to live on. I don't even remember. Preston.
I don't go over there.
I wonder if that's still.
Listen, we got a contest coming up. We've got just about enough questions, but we only have 3 people writing questions. But that's okay. We still have enough questions to do it. We have a contest coming up.
How
very
come
soon.
Nobody's writing questions?
Because Uncle Lewis did.
Oh, he did.
Emperor
okay.
of Kansas. That's right. And my
he said,
brother.
How come nobody was?
And my brother, and Justin Lowmaster.
Oh, good.
So, they have written some questions for us, and I'm excited about that.
Are you hearing anything I'm saying today? I'm speaking, but you're not answering.
What was your question?
I said, how come nobody's sending questions?
I told you that 3 people did.
But other people.
I don't know, but it doesn't matter
okay.
how many people send questions.
Well, you said it did. Last time we talked about this, you said, I got 2 people who wrote in questions.
Well, now I have 3 and I feel better. And besides that, the three that sent in questions sent in a bunch.
Oh.
So it's not like we just have three questions. It's
all right.
But feel free to send in more questions. We'll still take them for a little while because we got to get this all organized and everything. We'll probably do it next week. And we're going to start the we're going to do the newlywed game contest thingy, which I think will be fun.
Contest?
Well, it's just, yeah.
Just
between,
a game.
Between me and you, yeah. Mm-hmm. A little game between me and you. Nobody wins anything.
We were at a party for Sunday school back many, many years ago.
Yep.
And, I mean, we hadn't even been married that long.
Nope.
I don't think. And
we had to play this game.
And we played this game. It was hysterical. And it was between us and another couple. And they asked the question, who would Brad or who would your spouse say is their spiritual mentor, most recent spiritual mentor or something like that?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Or the person who's the most impact on their life spiritually recently.
Right.
And we had just had this conversation not too long ago about how this man had really talked and spoken into his life and Jodan. And yeah. So I just took off from the recent conversation.
You said Jodan.
I know that it would have been Sherry because recent, that would have been my answer. Well, so Brad goes off of the broad recent, which was Sherry. And I went off of the recent, so we lost.
And that's how we lost.
It was very depressing because we should have won because we win stuff like that. Because we're ooey gooey gross and we should win. And we didn't win. And we won to a couple who'd been married forever.
Yeah, they'd been married forever. It was unfair.
No, they hadn't been married forever. They'd been married a few years.
Who was it?
They'd been married that long. Jeff and Michelle.
Oh.
And it was Jeff.
Yeah, I don't like losing to Jeff. I've lost to Jeff all my life.
You have not.
I have two.
What?
He always wins everything.
Okay.
He does. He's just a winner.
Oh. Okay.
But I got you, so I'm a winner too.
Yeah, you are.
Or a wiener, one of the two.
Depends on how you.
So if you have some couples questions, if you have some newlywed questions, send them to me at brad.mcfadden+question@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
We are so prepared.
Well,
are we prepared today?
We haven't had to prepare because we had so many calls.
Oh.
That we haven't had to prepare.
Yeah. So here we are.
A show
unprepared.
In a long time. And
it's Thursday. It's Thursday today, isn't it?
Is it?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow's Friday. Yay.
Yay. Friday.
So get that going for us.
Did you know that the Goodwill won't take box springs? Do you know that?
Well, if they're ripped.
How do you not have a ripped box spring? Every box spring I've ever seen in my entire life, no matter where it is, it's been torn on the bottom. How do they not get torn?
I don't know.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And not only that, nobody sees them. They're under the bed.
I think it was just him. I just think he didn't want them.
You know what?
That guy didn't want them.
Well, that's why you should have let me get out. I should have said, when you said, you want to go back and talk to him? I should have said, yes. I would have gotten out and said, you know what? Well, who's going to see it? Take them. He'd have taken them. He would have.
We're going to leave them here. If you don't want them, throw them away.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Otherwise, I have to bring them back home, and I have to throw them away.
Yeah. So, I think you need to take them. Maybe we need to take a machete after. Oh, you should. You need to get your what's your thingy out.
Machete?
What you call it?
I don't know. What?
What do you cut trees down with?
Chainsaw?
Yes. Chainsaw.
Wow.
Lost it.
Okay.
You need to get your chainsaw and cut it up.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Do that.
That'd be cool. And take it to John's house and the farm and burn it. Yeah. Do that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Do that.
So, sounds like a lot of trouble. I think I just put them on the curb.
They are going to take them.
So... Yeah, so we could talk about some other people's podcasts.
Cut them in half.
Because I've been listening to
Redshift. Then they'll take them.
I've been listening to Redshift.
Yeah.
And they're getting really good. I mean,
are they?
Yeah, they've only had like 5 episodes, and each one is so much better. They have done it right from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they built like the ultimate website
uh-huh.
that looks like they've been a podcast for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then they started producing shows. Now, I mean, granted, the first show, you know, I mean, it wasn't the best show I've ever heard.
Okay. Right.
But it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And they naturally have chemistry. We've we've talked to them. You know, they actually have chemistry together, and they also had something to say. Mm-hmm. But by the second show, they had improved drastically. And by the third show, you're like, wow. And then, you know, it's just like every time they do a show, it's just getting better and better and better.
Huh. Cool.
And so very excited to see what they continue to do. And they're very consistent, but putting out shows. Mm-hmm. And so
How often do they do a show?
Very proud to have them in them about once or twice a week.
Oh, okay.
Not exactly sure. There's only been five, so
yeah.
I think twice a week.
Venture twice a week.
I think.
It hadn't been that long.
I don't know what
talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know what their actual goal is, but
okay. See, if you don't put out a goal, then there's no pressure. when there's a goal put forth, then there's pressure.
When you're trying to release a show every day,
there's pressure.
And you have to record no matter what, like I did yesterday when I didn't want to. I have never not wanted to record so bad in my life as yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad. I think there's been other times I've wanted to record less. But I wanted to crawl up in a corner yesterday.
Yeah.
So. But I'm okay. I'm better today.
Mm-hmm. He watched Little House.
Well, let me go on. I've also been listening to Thin Ice Podcast.
The Thin Blue Line?
Thin Ice Podcast. And you can find all these podcasts at mylifeministries.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then just click on podcasts. But been listening to Thin Ice. They're very, you know, awesome, of course, as usual. What's wrong?
You.
What?
You're about as excited as, I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're just flat.
Just excited?
You're very flat.
I guess, I don't know.
You're just flat.
Flat?
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's no dimension there. Hello, where's Brad?
I'm not here right now.
No, apparently not.
I'm still getting over bad as Brad is bad.
Ketchup's good. Yeah. Ketchup is good. Brad is bad.
And then there's a Jen and Dave show.
Uh-huh.
And they are consistently excellent every week.
Yes.
And so that's awesome.
Yeah.
They did, this week, what did they do that drove me batty this week? They had, they did something. I think it was on the lyrics contest or something.
Uh-huh. And it bugged you?
Well, no, it didn't bug me. It was just like, I know this, and they didn't, or she did.
You are killing me.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Really? You're going to listen to this and go, wow.
Yeah, this is a bad show.
Wow. Where am I?
Good quality show.
Yeah. Can we just kind of get to the end so that you can stop the beating that I'm going through, please?
What? Really?
Yes.
This show's a beating?
Yeah. To me.
Wow. I've never heard you say that the show's a beating.
You're not even with me. Hello?
I'm trying to find something that won't be a beating to you.
Gotta get up. Gotta get going. I'm gonna see a friend of mine. He's round and he's fuzzy. I love him because he's just Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel better?
Winnie the Pooh always cheers me up.
Yeah.
I actually wrote it down what Jen and Dave, I wrote it down because I wanted to talk about it, but I don't have the piece of paper, so.
Huh. You need, there's no way.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so I got something to talk about. All right. So today was my quarterly review.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterly review. That means every 3 months, people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When did the quarter ended a month and a half ago.
So you're going to have to do another one. Well, good thing they run it a month and a half late.
And guess when so the fourth quarter is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the fourth quarter review.
It's your annual review.
It's my annual review.
All right.
But it's due by November 1st.
Oh, good grief.
I mean, not November, December 1st.
Okay. Didn't you just do this one?
Yeah. Today. Well, I mean, I turned it in 15 days ago, but.
Okay.
It was due October 15th.
Okay.
I think my mic has got gastrointestinal problems.
It looked crackly.
So, yeah. So, what was my point? Oh, so yeah, so we do this. We're doing the review, and basically, you know, she's like, "You need to put more into your review." I'm like, "I have to do one every 3 months. How much have you been putting into it?" Sorry.
Well, it's your first time with this new boss, and so she thinks it has to be all razzle-dazzle, and your old boss is like, yeah, never put it in there, and yeah, slap it out. We're not wasting time on this. We got work to do.
Exactly, and I do.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to find time. And taking on, like, this is the thing right now. Uh-huh. Taking on doing the quarterly review? Yeah. Why do I have to write my own review?
Isn't she the boss?
So taking on this quarterly report is a whole nother function. I need to put that on my quarterly report.
Yeah.
My quarterly report needs to contain the fact that I have to work on my quarterly report.
Yeah.
And talk about a beating. There is nothing worse for me than to have to sit down and brag about myself.
Really? That's hard for you, huh?
I talk about myself a lot, but I don't brag about myself. And I can't really put down that I get better looking every day on my quarterly report.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
I have to make stuff up.
You do not. You work hard.
I spend most of my day trying to avoid work. I'm not going to put that on my quarterly report.
You do not, and that's not true.
It is true. I work. Let me tell you something. I am a programmer. I spend most of my day programming in such a way that I won't have to touch it again.
Well,
if there's a problem, then I go in to try to fix it so that it won't happen again.
But that doesn't mean that you don't work all day.
No, I do work, but my main function of my work is not to work.
Right. It's to make it less work for other people and you.
If I sit there all day and play on the forums all day, I consider that to be success. I don't feel like I'm ripping Verizon off. I'm like, I did a good job because nothing went wrong today.
I programmed my way
that's right.
Into a day of rest.
That's right. Exactly. I don't feel guilty for that.
How do you say that on your review, though?
You can't.
Yeah.
And you got to put a dollar amount to everything. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then we get through with the review, okay, which is basically how I'm going to do my review next time. That's basically the entire review process was, you need to do this, 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 and this on your next review. Then she gives me the option, do you want to redo this one or just do it on your next one? I'm like, well, when's the next one due? 2 weeks, or end of the month.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute now. Wait just a second. That's not even the end of the quarter.
Uh-uh.
What about all the stuff I do between December and January 1st? It's not going to get reported anywhere. Granted, I'm not doing much during that period of time.
Well, that's why they don't count it. Because nobody does
much. The fourth
much
quarter's
that
not
kind
over
of
yet. I can't do a fourth quarter review.
Ugh. That makes me tired.
So, and she says, you didn't put this on your review and you didn't put this on. There's two projects I'm working on. She says, you didn't put them on your review. And I'm like, yeah. So? I mean, normally that's what I would say. I didn't say that to her. She said, do you want to add them to this review? I said, no, those will be good things to put on my next review to show that I've had, because she wants me to show that I've exceeded expectations and taken on new projects. And I'm like, oh, I'll put them on my next one.
And you never missed Alan so much, did you?
No, let me tell you something. I did not miss Alan, because his were just as bad.
Oh.
Because he would sit down and he would have a list of things that were not on the review. And he would say, all right, you were late 4 times this month. I still don't feel like you're putting in a 40-hour week. I don't understand. I know exactly. I know what you do. And I don't, and you say you're doing 70-30, and I think you're doing 30-70 with my split on my job. And, he always just made me feel like I was ripping the company off. I wasn't working hard enough for him. And he was, he was a workaholic.
Right. Well, nobody could work hard enough for him.
Now, he was a great boss, and he challenged me in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not gonna slam him.
Right.
I'm just saying I didn't miss him. And I don't miss him because, he made me a better employee, but I hope he enjoys his retirement.
Yes.
Because, somebody not standing over your shoulder, you mess up and it's, you know how much money you make? I don't think somebody makes the kind of money you make should be making mistakes like this. Those kinds of statements don't set well with you when you go home.
Yeah.
So.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, and he was. He was a perfectionist, and he was a nitpicker, and he didn't make mistakes. So,
sure he did.
I never saw any.
Well, he did.
And so,
what are you going to do? Well, that made you feel better. Aren't you glad you talked about that?
Yeah, I guess. Got it off my chest.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's good.
There you go. Also, I'm excited. I'm a little excited. Now, we're planning on getting an iPhone in January.
Uh-huh.
But I was watching Callie Lewis yesterday, and I let you watch it today.
Mm-hmm.
And she was reviewing the new Google phone.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? The
Android. Or the Droid.
The Droid.
The Droid. And it's the Google phone. It's the Android.
But it's Verizon, right?
Yeah, it's available on Verizon's network. I don't know if it's available on others. I don't think so. Not yet.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a Verizon. So the nice thing about it is, I mean, it's not better than the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But her point was, it's competing with the iPhone. It's the first phone that has come out
that can actually
that she
compete.
Feels like competes with the iPhone. And so, you know, that's good because I like to have choices.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably go with the iPhone. But it's nice to know that people are catching up and there's options out there.
Yes. Well, that's good. Yeah, it was interesting what she talked about.
You know, I have the iTouch now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just daily impressed. And there's nothing that I want to do that I can't do.
Right. Except for make a phone call.
The one thing that she thought was, what? The one thing that I thought was interesting was she was talking about the keyboard.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, you know, very interesting because she was discussing the fact that some people just won't buy an iPhone because they don't have a keyboard.
Right.
They have to have this. They have to have a physical keyboard, and so they put one on the Droid.
Well, that you can use or not. Yeah.
It slides out.
Yeah.
Well, to me, that's a. And she said it's not really a detriment. It's not really. It's not to her. It's not a positive or a negative.
Yeah.
Well, to me, it's a negative because it's a moving part.
Yeah.
And now it also has an on-screen keyboard.
Uh-huh.
But to me, it makes the phone that much thicker.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way thicker than the iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And way heavier than the iPhone because it's got this other piece.
Right.
And the funny thing is that she said it's the actual keyboard is flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flat panel.
So it's really not like a regular keyboard.
Right. It's a physical keyboard.
Which is silly.
But
what are you going to do?
Yeah. Silly.
Yeah.
But it does work with Google Voice, which is the one thing the iPhone mm-hmm. doesn't do, which I think it should. I agree with Kelly Lewis on that. Why not?
Yeah.
That's just silly.
And it has, and she said she hadn't figured out the difference. If the reason that AT&T, she says we don't drop calls, you just have to drop them yourself because you can't understand what the person's saying or they can't understand you, which is true because when April and I are talking, we're still on the call, but I have no idea what she's saying, and she has no idea what I'm saying, you know. And so, but the calls don't get dropped. Like with Sprint, we drop calls all the time. But with hers doesn't drop them. I just can't understand her.
Yeah,
and which drives me crazy. But she said, but she can't. She's not sure if that's a hard what the issue is with that.
The drop
a network
call,
issue.
Yeah, the dropped calls with Sprint really don't bother me because they don't happen often enough to bother me.
No, I don't.
It's usually if you're on the phone for over 15 minutes, you know, then you take the chance of running into a dropped call, which by that time I'm ready to hang up anyway. So it's just like a good excuse.
My head hurts.
It's just like a good excuse to end the call. Mm-hmm. Oh, drop the call. Then I send him a text page. That's all I had to say anyway. But nevertheless, it's still dropped calls.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the Verizon network is the best, which is a real plus to go with the Droid.
Right.
But it's not an iPhone, which is a real negative to go with the Droid.
Right.
Because I like the smoothness mm-hmm. of how it works. So.
Well, that's the thing. Everything's simple. It's simple. And I like the simplicity of it. That's why the Trio that you handed down to me, I don't use it to its...
I don't use it anymore.
I don't use it because it's annoying. It's not... It drives me crazy.
Well,
it's not simple.
It was first of all, it was the high mark before the iPhone came out. The Trio was the best phone, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was nothing that could compete with. Well, the BlackBerry,
right?
I mean, you had those
Trio and the BlackBerry.
The Trio and the BlackBerry, and the Trio was by far more. The BlackBerry was like the more slick one.
Mm-hmm.
It worked better. I mean, but there were no apps for it.
Right.
You know, not like there are now. And at the time, everything was being developed for the Trio. And the Trio was just like the Swiss Army knife of phones. You could just do anything.
Right.
Just stuff that no other phone could do at the time. And now everything, you know, kind of caught up. And the Trio's just been left in the dust. Mm-hmm. Now it's just this heavy brick I carry around in my pocket.
Right.
And I only use it for phone. That's all. Right. I mean, I use it to access the internet when I'm in my truck sometimes, you know, whatever. But and it's nice because I can tether to it from my
which you won't be able to do with your iPhone.
Yeah, I can.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Figured out how to do that. So.
Okay, good.
So it's, you know, it's nice that you can do those things.
But I didn't ever use the apps. And when April had it, and she's more likely to use apps than I am mm-hmm. because she uses hers more.
I used the apps all the time.
She said they drove her crazy. She just, everything was just not easy.
Well, I use the apps all the time. But then when I got my iTouch,
Now it's, you use the iTouch.
I use the iTouch.
And that's the thing. With the iTouch, I'll actually use the apps on that where I don't, I'll take them both with me. You know, I can check things.
I carry two things in my pocket now.
Yeah, I can check things. It's because it's so simple. I push a button, it's there.
If I could Bluetooth from my iTouch to a phone and get to the internet, then I wouldn't buy an iPhone. I just have a phone and iTouch.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. So.
Oh, well. All right.
Is that enough of us?
I think so.
I don't think anybody cared about any of that.
No.
But there you go.
Okay. You got your music there to wrap things up?
Absolutely. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. We will get back on our mark, back on topic, back on whatever. Whatever we were doing.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And we'll actually have a show.
Have something to talk about.
We'll have a romantic marriage show.
Oh, okay.
Or we'll have calls. One of the two. But I didn't have anything prepared for...
What are you doing?
It's playing the movie. Okay, so... I didn't have anything prepared for today, and so there you have it. So you got what you got. You got potluck. You know what? Today is Two Blind Squirrel potluck.
Okay.
And
sometimes potluck is good. Some parts are good. Some parts a little cold.
Some
parts
stale,
you wish they'd have left home.
A little stale in places.
Yeah. Sometimes
the macaroni's
they're a little
chewy.
A little scary. You look and you go, what is that? I don't
There's
know.
There's nothing
what's
worse
in
than
there.
Chewy macaroni. You know when we go to the cook. You know what's weird. When we were kids, and you would go to these things at the church, and everybody would bring something, and man, it was like feast time, right? Now I go and I'm a little scared of everything that's there.
But
I
never thought it was feast time. I was always scared of everything. I'm like, I don't know what's in that. I
really?
Don't eat it.
No, not me.
When I was a kid, ooh, that's green. I'm not eating green cottage cheese. And my mom would go, hey, do you like that? It's got the Jell-O in it. I'm like, hey, I don't eat that.
Aunt Sally made that. You better eat that.
No, oh. She never would say that.
Aunt Sally's creepy. I'm not anything she made.
She'd never say that. And I'd go, what'd you make? And she'd go, that one. I'm like, oh, I could eat that.
Well, that's what, when we go to the cookout now, even when we go to Thanksgiving sometimes, Dad's like, who made that? I'm not eating that.
But we don't really have an issue with that anymore. All the food's been good.
Oh, yeah. But no, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about the other side of the family. It was always who made that? Because I don't think so. And yeah, because the other side of the family was a little scary. They'd put like apples and tuna fish, and just it was willy nilly over there.
You never knew.
You never knew what they were. That's and they would, you know, is everything? Have you ever made this before? No, I mean, everything was like
it
that.
It was always something new.
Try this. I found it in the Little Homes Garden Women book. I don't think so. Thank you. It's moving. It's got squid in it or something. No thanks. So, but now we go to the Pine Hill thing. And it's all these. And first of all, we are the youngest at Pine Hill by 20 years.
Oh, at least.
And, which is in one way good and in one way bad. So we're there and everybody brings something to eat. And
most of it is fried chicken.
There's a lot of fried.
And because everybody's older now, they don't really cook as much anymore. So they go to Brookshire's and buy
fried
chicken.
There's a lot of good cakes and stuff, though.
And
bring desserts.
That carrot cake was the best carrot cake I have ever had, ever, ever. And if I could have found the person who actually made it.
I don't understand how they got the cake that moist and still dry.
I have never.
It wasn't soggy. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
That was the, that's
It wasn't soggy, but it was moist.
And the icing was fantastic.
It was this big, giant carrot cake.
I could have,
it was like
I could
six
have
layers.
Eaten, I
it
could
was,
have eaten oh. nothing else but that. That was absolutely heavenly.
They should sell that, like, on the street.
They should.
Because
they'd make
they,
big
they could,
money.
They could sell that by the ounce.
Wow. Mainline it.
That's right.
Shoot it up.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us today.
Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.